Psalm 12, 6 and 7. King James says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." Words and promises of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in an earthen furnace, purified seven times over. You will keep them and preserve them, O Lord.
Yes.
You will guard and keep us from this evil generation forever. Wow, that's from the Amplified. Have you looked outside the body of Christ? Have you looked outside Christianity to see what's going on out there? An evil and perverse generation. God's word says the promises of the Lord are pure like silver refined in a furnace and purified seven times. O Lord, you will protect them. You will keep each one of us from those people forever. God's words are pure, purified silver words refined seven times in the fire of his word kiln. I love that.
Powerful.
Purified in the fire of his, not wood kiln, but word kiln. Pure on earth as well as in heaven. God, keep us safe from their lies, from the wicked who stalk us with lies. Amen. And the Passion says, "For every word God speaks is sure and every promise pure. His truth is tested, found to be flawless and ever faithful. It is as pure as sterling silver, refined seven times in a crucible of clay."
Powerful.
"Lord, you will keep us forever safe out of the reach of the wicked." Man, are these words for today?
Yes.
What can you believe? What lies are out there? The media, the lies of the media, the lies even just in local news. Hear what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, it's just not good out there, but his word and the word of God is pure.
Yes, it is.
And it's like a refreshing brook of water to us as we look into his word and see that what he says is really pure. I want to say special, but it's more than special. It's true. It's tried. We can rely on it. We can relax back in his arms, the arms of his word. That's where we find comfort. That's where we find life, and that's where we find refreshing for the life that we're living. J. Vernon McGee says, "Now the wicked boast and they use flattery. You can't believe what they say, but the words of the Lord are pure." That is one reason why we need to spend more time in the Word of God. It is the fortress into which God wants to put us. Amen. He wants us to be surrounded by his word. That fortress, when you're feeling shaky, climb into the fortress. Amen. The Life Application Bible Commentary says, "Sincerity and truth are extremely valuable because they are so rare and getting even more rare. Many people are deceivers, liars, flatterers. They think they will get what they want by deception. As a king, David certainly faced his share of such people who hoped to win his favor and gain advancement through flattery. When we feel as though sincerity and truth have nearly gone out of existence, we have one hope, the word of God. God's word is pure and flawless as refined silver. So listen carefully when he speaks to you through his word." And that's what we get. The people who went through the Bible in a year, we're surrounding ourselves, we're immersing ourselves in his word as we read every day. Amen. Spurgeon says in the Treasury of David, "Then let the faithful use the pure words of God, which like silver, the more used, the more melted in the fire, the more precious they will be."
Beautiful.
It is true indeed. Despisers will esteem both God and his word as trifling. But oh, what unknown treasure doth the word, the promises, the covenant relationship of the divine things of Jesus contain. They are more to be desired than gold, yea, than pure gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. And it's with these thoughts that we'll enter in to worship today, because we worship the God who gave us the word.
We sure do.
We worship the God that wants to protect us by his word. We worship the God that wants to refresh us every day by his sparkling water.
Beautiful.
Of his word.
Beautiful.
Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion this morning. For every word God speaks is sure, and every promise pure. His truth is tested, found to be flawless, and ever faithful.
It is pure as sterling silver, refined seven times in a crucible of clay. Lord, you will keep us forever safe, out of the reach of the wicked.
Oh, amen. Yes, yes, yes. Kevin, does that lead us into worship?
It does.
Go ahead.